This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government aims to make India the third largest economy in the world in its third tenure. Addressing the Indian community in Russian capital Moscow, Mr. Modi said, "Today's India achieves whatever goal it sets." He said this is his first interaction with the Indian diaspora after the formation of his government for the third time. Prime Minister Modi said he has taken a vow to work with three times more strength and at three times more speed. Later today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russia President Vladimir Putin will co-chair the 22nd annual summit between the two countries in Moscow. Both the leaders will review the entire gamut of bilateral issues, including defense, trade, investment and energy. They will also share perspectives on regional and global developments of mutual interest. Both leaders will also assess the status of bilateral engagements in groupings such as BRICS, Shanghai Cooperation Organization, G20, East Asia Summit and the UN. Mr. Modi reached Moscow last evening on a two-day official visit to Russia. In Jammu and Kashmir, a massive joint search operation was launched by the security forces today to track down the terrorists involved in yesterday's deadly terror attack in Majethi area of Kathua district. Five army personnel lost their lives and five others were injured in the attack. President Draupadi Murmu has said the terror attack on an army convoy in Kathua is a cowardly act that deserves condemnation and firm countermeasures. In a social media post, the president said her sympathies are with the families of the bravehearts who laid down their lives in this ongoing war against terror in all its forms. President Murmu also prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. Meanwhile, the army troops shot down a Pakistani drone along the line of control in the Krishna Ghati sector of Poonch district last night. Our correspondent reports that the drone returned to Pakistan after briefly hovering over the Indian territory. The army troops launched a search operation in the forward villages early this morning to ensure there was no dropping of weapons or narcotics by the drones. The J&K police has announced a cash reward of 3 lakh rupees to anyone giving information about drones. In Bihar, polling will be held tomorrow for by-election in Rupali Assembly constituency in Purnia district. Around 3,13,000 electorates will decide the political fortunes of 11 candidates. Elaborate security arrangements have been made on all 321 polling stations. The main contest is expected between JDU candidate Kaladhar Prasad Mandal and RJD nominee Bima Bharti. The by-election was necessitated due to resignation of sitting MLA Bima Bharti, who quit JDU to contest Lok Sabha from Purnia constituency on an RJD ticket. Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today said that oil marketing companies, OMCs, are undertaking EKYC Aadhaar authentication for LPG customers to remove bogus customers against whose name commercial cylinders are often booked by certain gas distributors. Mr. Puri said this process is in place for more than 8 months. The minister said this while responding to a letter from Kerala's leader of opposition, V.D. Satheeshan, claiming that LPG verification at gas agencies is causing difficulties for ordinary people. Mr. Puri explained that during delivery, LPG personnel verify customer details using a mobile app that captures the customer's Aadhaar information. In Bihar, five people died and four others were injured in a road accident this morning under the FCI police station area in Begusarai district. Police said the accident occurred on National Highway 31 near Ratan Chowk in Begusarai town when a car collided with an auto rickshaw. Heavy rainfall lashed parts of Delhi NCR today. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over parts of central, northeast and east India during the next 4 days. The IMD said these conditions will be present over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya till the 12th of this month. Heavy rainfall is also forecast for Mumbai and a few parts of Maharashtra for the next 2 days. Yesterday also, many districts including Mumbai witnessed heavy rainfall. In women's cricket, the third and final T20 international between India and South Africa will be played at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. South African women are currently leading the series 1-0. And with that, we end this news bulletin.